I'm going to ask my guest, who's with us in a minute, what her report card said about her. But first, I want to flag something that I read in the press release about her story that really jumped out at me, because a new phrase entered my sort of lexicon this morning while I was prepping for this interview, and I can't get it out of my mind. It is the word, the phrase audacious grace. And I just love that term. I love that term and what it says about the balance between being bold and being delicate. And that, I think, is the goal of the brand new ballet company, which has just been started in Cape Town. Debbie Turner with us in studio today. It's only been a year since she left Cape Town City Ballet. You may remember resigning after not quite 5 years with them, mediation efforts sadly failing, and Debbie walked away. And I know many of the dancers were very, very sad to see her go, so they're going to be thrilled to know that she is back with a new chapter called the Cape Ballet Africa. Debbie, can't wait to hear more about it. Thanks for joining us in studio.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here, Pippa. Thank
so what did
you.
Your teacher say about you on your report card?
There are two things that really stand out. Debbie is a chatterbox is one of them. And I remember in high school it was, Debbie focuses on the things that really interest her.
Well, that's a fairly good strategy for life, I would say.
It's a good thing. But I think what they were trying to say is I didn't pay too much attention in geography and biology.
And you know what? I think many of us have got through adult life okay without knowing all of the capital cities. Debbie, I mean, we're not going to talk about your school days. We're going to talk about the new chapter that lies ahead of you in the form of this new company. What's the story of the Cape Ballet Africa? What's the vision for the new company?
Well, actually, you know, the vision is rather a long-standing one. I have been in the industry as a professional for 40 years. Yeah. I still feel like I have energy of a 40-year-old. Mm-hmm. And I'm very excited to continue my life in the performing arts and, you know, with that, the lives of other performing artists in South Africa and from around the world. So it's very much a long-standing vision, mm-hmm. but just in a nucleus of a new company, Cape Ballet Africa. I wanted to, you know, I'm a born and bred Cape Tonian, so the Cape made a lot of sense. Africa, because we live in this massive continent that, you know, the pool of people, of young people that can be trained, skilled, talent identified and emerge as artists in all forms of art, is there for the taking, so to speak, or for the training, shall we say, and for the development of talent. And of course ballet is really the baseline of it all, isn't it? So, you know, the word ballet, you know, 50 years ago, I think people, the thought in people's minds that it was only girls in pink tutus. But it's so much broader than that globally. And I want that so badly for Cape Town, for South Africa, for the South African artists to experience the smorgasbord of what ballet actually is, because it's like a language. It evolves. So, you know, so there's your traditional work. There's your neoclassical work. Your more contemporary ballet, all done on point, but it's still very, very, it's all different parts of the same language.
Yeah. Using the body to speak a language and it may be in different dialects in every performance.
Exactly.
Debbie, I mean, you said something really important there about training and emerging artists. A lot of people, when they think of a dance company, they think of the dancers who are already there, the stars that they see on stage, and don't think about the pipeline that is continually feeding and developing new talent and bringing it on. Because obviously dancing is not something you can do for your entire lifetime, and some will move on and retire and find other things. Some push it longer than others, but it's a never-ending pipeline that needs to be kept running.
Absolutely.
Is that part of the vision for the new company, the training as well as the performance?
Ultimately, what it is important for us to provide first is the aspirational thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you establish the company of dancers that young people can look up to and say to mom and dad, I want to be that person. Mm. I want to do that. And I think unless you can have something visual in front of you to, you know, young kids wouldn't pursue high performance sport if they didn't see it at its top end on television or live. So it's that very, very same thing. I've been in education of dance for, you know, years and years and years. Yeah. But this at the moment has to be focused on the professional product.
Yeah.
And then obviously there will be the inclusion of professional development of those young dancers, because they're anything from sort of 18 to 30.
Yeah.
And so sort of almost adult professional development is where my first focus okay. will go. So taking them from, you know, emerging from high school or their ballet schools that they come out of and, you know, segueing them into a professional environment and what it demands of you, because the demands are huge. You know, it is one thing. It's very demanding to be one of 24 in a corps de ballet. It is 20 times more demanding to be the male or female or, you know, ballet dancer that is sort of holding the three acts together.
Yes.
So there's constant professional development required, and by virtue of the ages that professional dancers are, they're very much 35 and under, or, you know, yes, some people are lucky to have careers beyond that because their bodies are just have taken to ballet and love ballet and love dance. But essentially, you know, that's youth. That's in our country, that's sort of considered youth. Yeah. But absolutely, we'll sort of go down the chain of developing younger and younger and younger dancers as we develop
as a company. Yeah. Right. Now, let's talk about the company as it exists right now. So this is all brand new, and I know it's September this year. You'll be hoping to stage your first professional production.
Yes.
Have you already collected your full cohort of dancers, or are you busy auditioning?
We are busy auditioning at the moment. So the company is on the floor already. You know, we've been working for about 6 weeks. And the beginnings, the seed of the company is there.
Okay.
All established artists in their own right, and we are busy auditioning as we speak. So you know, it's going to take a little while to build, but September is most definitely the inaugural season at the Baxter Theatre. And we're really, really looking forward to that. It's three South African choreographers that are staging new works.
Fantastic.
And there might be a couple of other little surprises included in that as we progress towards September. Yeah.
Can you tell us who some of the dancers are and where they've come from? Have any of the company followed you over from Cape Town City Ballet or come from other leading companies in the city?
Yes, there are a number of dancers that have been known to me for a long time.
Okay.
Gemma Traherne, Mia Kuma, I was about to say Laba Shane, but she got married.
Okay.
Mia Kuma, Jan Kotzer, Quinton Jacobs, choreographers Kirsten Eisenberg, who's well known. You know, she's a former a ballerina herself. Mthuthuzeli November, who is a prolific South African choreographer working mainly in the Northern Hemisphere at the moment. He's in huge demand, but I've managed to get him here very soon. Michelle Reed, who's also a long-standing you know, person in the choreography environment in South Africa. Nina Simpson is new in the company, and I know I've left somebody out. And Gabriel Ravenscroft. We have a young dancer, an Apiwe November. Joining us.
I think I interviewed him last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, you may very well have. So he is joining us in a month's time. And, you know, we are busy sifting through the auditionees. There is obviously been a lot of interest from dancers of other nationalities.
Okay.
But Cape Ballet Africa will always prioritize South African artists, not just the dancers, but the lighting designers, choreographers, etc. But also, you know, the intercultural experiences are the things that really, really give birth to an eclectic garden, shall we say. Not only do we benefit by different cultural energy coming into our space, but equally visitors to South Africa go home
enriched
to their environments, and then they speak about our environment, which is,
that's
you know,
fantastic.
It just makes for a wonderful salad.
I love it. Salad is quite appropriate when you think
salad
about
salad doesn't win scrubs. Yeah.
Just for anybody who came in late to the conversation, you're listening to Debbie Turner, who has just announced the formation of a new ballet company called Cape Ballet Africa, which is already up and running and preparing to stage its first production at the Baxter in September of this year. Now, Debbie, final question is Cape Town big enough for multiple ballet companies? We have several already, and we've got lots of companies playing in sort of multi-genre spaces and really exciting work coming out of them. Are you confident that the audiences are there and are going to be hungry enough to grow and accommodate a new one?
Oh, yes, I do, absolutely. And you know, again, I don't want to keep it narrow in terms of South African ballet companies. I mean, some of our most illustrious dance companies, notably Vuyani Dance Theatre in Johannesburg, it spends more time out of the country than in the country touring. So we actually don't, for our population size, we actually don't have a lot of professional dance companies. Yes, this is a third ballet company. Pre-1994, there were four ballet companies, plus a contemporary company, many Spanish dance companies. Yes. So we actually have far less companies than what we had before. And it's time that more opportunities are offered to artists, because you know, training in dance and classical ballet is sort of like a something that is very popular for children.
Yes,
in school, you know, there's lots of schools that have ballet as a subject or dance as a subject, and then these young people have to have an aspiration of where they can go and what their options are. Parents want to know what their options are. So there's more than enough. I mean, we have a population of over 60 million people in South Africa. And I think everybody's looking for diverse ways to occupy the little spare time we all have.
Yep.
Yes, you're competing against social media and, you know, all the other, the new things, the new things in inverted commas. But at the same time, I think people are desperately hungry for live performance. You know, whether it's drama, whether it's opera, you know, the stuff that's on at the moment, Othello, fantastic production, you know, Amadeus, there's just great stuff going on. And I think the more the merrier.
Absolutely.
I think the one thing feeds the other.
And I think the experience of having it taken away from us during lockdown made us all realize how much we value it.
Absolutely.
So all I can say is, indeed, the more the merrier, and all strength to your arm, or should I say to your pointe shoes. Debbie, if anybody listening would like to reach out to you with interest as a dancer, as a choreographer, as a costumer, as a lighting technician, what's the best way to make contact with you?
We on all Instagram what do you call them? Platforms. Mm-hmm. Platforms. I've got to get my lingo right. At Cape Ballet Africa.
At Cape Ballet Africa.
On all Instagram, Facebook, TikTok.
And make a mental note for September at the Baxter, where you will get to see them on stage for the first time. I look forward to that day.
Fantastic.
Debbie.
I look forward to it. Thank
Lovely
you so much.
With us. Debbie Turner and the new company called Cape Ballet Africa.